Okay, today I want to discuss with you, to finish up something which I should not get a chance to discuss with you last week. We spent some time last week about Sfiras HaOmer. So I want to discuss one of the things that we discussed, different yanim, who makes the bracha, does the Rav make the bracha, does the Tzvi make the bracha, do you make it before, do you make it after? And we discussed... we discussed last week Shemei HaKoina, we discussed that a little bit.
There's two things... We
had
the rabbi was going to talk about this in
Shabbat. Yeah.
There's one thing you can't have
Shemei HaKoina. There's no, yet, what,
tefillah?
Yeah.
Tell what the other one was.
Tefillah not necessarily, you could have tefillah with Shemei HaKoina. Chazor Yot HaShatz, it's Shemei HaKoina.
Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's what
yes.
Soloveitchik held it.
Yeah.
And this is a Talmud of Soloveitchik.
Yeah.
Chazor Yot HaShatz is the tefillah of Nei Atzmai for the Tzibur. And that's why he said Talmidim, he was a Talmud, this rabbi.
Yeah.
He said, if you ever look, the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik stand, they don't sit by Chazor Yot HaShatz, because they always say, Tfilas at Tzibur, if they
are. Shulchan Aruch, yeah, yeah.
So it's not as if you can be technically, it's making up, so to speak. That's...
Okay. There are different approaches to understand Chazor Yot HaShatz. Okay. Okay, so we discussed last week about there's no din Shmei HaKoina because it says in the past, we just gave two reasons because there's a repetition of Usfaratim Lochem, Tisbir Chavishon Yom, Usfaratim Lochem, and then we had the other idea, the hekesh between Sfira and Sfiras Bezdin for Yovan. So that was different reasons why there's no din Shmei HaKoina by Sfiras Omer, and once there's no din Shmei HaKoina by Sfiras Omer, there's no din, everyone makes their own bracha. There's another question. Fine, everyone will say the Hayoim Yoim. But the bracha? Let one person make the bracha and everyone will answer Amen. No, once the mitzvah is for everyone to say the day by themselves and not to rely upon someone else saying the day, that automatically drags in with it that everyone should say the bracha themselves. There are certain things we do where one person makes the bracha and everyone answers. Like most families, Kiddush Friday night. I imagine most families even Pesach. What do you do by Pesach Seder? Everyone says it.
Okay. You say it all together.
Everyone says it. But in many families, only the Rosh Habayis, like Friday night, Kiddush. I imagine by Kiddush Friday night, just the Rosh Habayis says
right.
Kiddush.
Yeah.
So why should the first Kais be different by the Lel Seder? Very different reasons. There are Dal and Kais Seder, everyone is different. There are different Minhagim, Ein Echanami. But you never heard Sfira, the Rav makes the bracha, everyone listens to the bracha, answers Amen, and then everyone on their own counts the Yom. No such thing. Why not? The answer is because the counting must be done individually. That there are sources for. We discussed that last week. Everyone must count the day themselves. Once the Iker Mitzvah is to count, the mail of the bracha also, the bracha is dragged into that. The bracha also shall be made by each individual. Maybe that's the reason why by the first kais, many have the custom, everyone says the Kiddush, because since you have to drink the wine yourself, so once you have to drink the wine yourself, so you drag in with that the Kiddush as well. Maybe that's the reason why the Kiddush by the kais is different. But I want to discuss another thing, of why don't we make a Shehechiyanu when we recite Sfira? Why not? The first time you recite Sfira, Shehechiyanu, v'kimanu v'gidu l'azman, as we make a Shehechiyanu for every other mitzvah, for Sukkah, and for Pesach, and Shavuos, and even Shemini Atzeres, and many mitzvahs, why don't we make the bracha Shehechiyanu the first time we recite the Sfira Slimer? It's a very good kasha, and all the Mepharshim are very busy, they're very disturbed, like Gatya. We got you. What's the reason there's no Shehechiyanu? And this forces us to delve much deeper into the essence of the mitzvah. So one answer given is that Bizman Hazeh, it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh, it's not a real mitzvah. According to many poskim, it's only Midrabban. Many shuls rely upon this halacha lemaisa, Zman. It's very hard to... many people have two different sets of times for Shin Shul. There's when the Shabbos is over. So today, Baruch Hashem, many people are very machmir. They'll wait at least 50 minutes. And this community, it's hard to find the person that's going to wait less than 50 minutes for Shabbos being over to do Malacha. Right? Ach Shadari, you're not going to find. Years ago, people would do Malacha probably, I don't know, 35 minutes, 30 minutes. Three small, medium stars in the calendar is like, whatever, 30 minutes after sunset. people today are, they will not do melacha deraisa until Shabbos 15 minutes after sunset. B'nai Torah, they wait 60 minutes, some wait 72 minutes, some wait 90, some wait 92 minutes, some wait even a little bit more, depending on the time of the year. But derabbanans? Different standard. A derabbanan, you can already wait, Rav Moshe says 41 minutes or 42 minutes. This is a steer. 41 or 42 minutes for a derabbanan. What do you have from Rav Moshe? 41 or 42?
We waited, I don't know. When I was a kid, it was 45. So
45 for a tinus. That's a bizarre thing. It's universal.
It was like an hour and 3 minutes. That's what all the shoes on the whole side used to do.
Okay.
Some guys, they started Meyer earlier, but you know,
Okay. Yeah. But derabbanans, yeah.
It's changed recently. They used to have a ridiculously early start.
Yeah, and they changed
it
later.
Now it's
the starting, like,
fell in line with the regular
with team. The community. Okay, but derabbanans are lenient. So there's a very big shaila. Many shuls Friday night, it's borderline. Friday night, if you daven early, forget about it. You daven bizman. If you daven bizman, will you say sfira after you finish davening? So it depends on how fast you dive. In some places, what? Right. Even if you'll dive in a slow Kabbalah Shabbos, you're not gonna make it. Even the earliest. I know by my father's Zichron Levracha, the early minion, forget about the late minion. The late minion. So it was very makbir to wait 41 minutes after sunset, after Shkia, 41 minutes, not 50. For Shabbos being over, it's 50 minutes. Shabbos over, we wait 50 minutes. But for Sfira, it's only Bizman Hazeh Zecher. It's Zecher LeMikdash. There is no, because you need the Omer. We have not brought the Omer. Did anyone see the Omer being brought on Pesach, second day Pesach? There is no Omer. It's only Zecher LeMikdash. It's a Din Derabban according to most Rishonim. If it's only Midrabanan, you only have to wait the rules of the Rabbanan. So you wait 41 minutes. That's what my father would wait, 41 minutes. And 41 minutes, it's tough. You're not going to make it. He used to learn Mishnayis for about 5 minutes after having was over until it would be 40. And even during the week, it was a very big problem, even during the week, because during the week, they daven Mincha Marv the same time the whole week. That can every single day daven Mincha Marv. So the beginning of the week, the days are getting later, so the beginning of the week... The beginning of the week, we know, was easier, right? So as the week went on, there was more, it got later. You could have even more. Sometimes the calendar, you can go very quickly this time of the year. It's always a problem. There was always a problem of our at the end, they say that you don't have to be so medactic. Mamish b'diyuk, 41 minutes, approximately. If it's 39, you know, in halacha, there's no chiv to mamish diktuk when dealing with the rabbanon in such precise times. You set the calendar, and it works out usually that it's about 41 minutes. So if it's a minute early, 2 minutes early, not the end of the world. Okay, but the point is that it's only midrabbanon. Being that it's only midrabbanon, that's many want to say that's why you don't make a shechianu. Since bizman hazeh, the mitzvah of Surah is only Zecher LeMikdash. It's more than a Derabbanan. See, a Din Derabbanan alone is not enough. Look at laying a halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's a minhag. It's only a Derabbanan. Megillah is Direi Kabbalah. Megillah is more chomer. Megillah, it's a mill. It's in between a Derabbanan and a Deraisa. Megillah has the status of a Deraisa. It's called in Chazal Divrei Kabbalah. Whatever Zman, what? What? Chanukah is Derabbanan. Chanukah, you make a Shechianu right, saying very good. Right, so that's what I'm trying to point out. It's not just the din, it's Zecher. There are different types of Derabbanan. Just like in Minhagim, there are different types of Minhagim. There's a whole spectrum. See, this question really brings out a lot of very big issues. Sfira is a din Derabbanan, but it's a din Derabbanan Zecher LeMikdash. A whole different type of world. So then someone, Arava is Zecher LeMikdash. You don't make a bracha altogether. That's another type of Zecher LeMikdash. When we take the Arava on Shana Rabba, and you bang the Arava, that's also Zecher LeMikdash, no bracha. Here is a Zecher LeMikdash, you make a bracha, but being that it's not a Din Derabbanan, it's the Rabban of Zecher LeMikdash, there is no Shehechianu. That is one very popular approach to understand the the halach, it opens up a very big issue. There's no, I'll show you, Zecher Lemikdash Arava, no bracha. A real Rabban, he mentioned Chanukah, you make a bracha with a Shechayanu. This is somewhere in between. So the Rabban, Zecher Lemikdash, you don't make a Shechayanu. That's one answer. Another answer given is there's no pleasure. In order to make a Shechayanu, you must derive pleasure. Pesach, do you have pleasure? Simcha, Tziyamtif. Tziyamtif. No work. Isser Malach. You're not doing work. You're having good food.
Bris.
What?
Bris.
A bris. Tzar, the big machloikas, to make a bracha. Tzar di yinuka. Tzar di yinuka. You have benefit. The benefit is the person is now a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael. You have another Jew. There's definitely a benefit. You can't say there's no benefit. But there's Tzar Taisfis. There's Taisfis. Tzar di yinuka. The child is in pain. Shoes. You make a bracha shachin on a pair of new shoes. A tremendous, let's say you can buy a pair of shoes today for $500. Crazy, outrageous, go look at the New York Times. Outrageous price for shoes, some of these fancy shoes. So, do you make a Shechayanu? You know, when I walk in the room, when they see my shoes, the first thing a woman looks at are your shoes. I read that's the fairish in the Jewish press. It's the fairish of Jewish press. The first thing a woman looks at is your shoes. Are you wearing nice shoes? Do you make a Shechayanu? No, why not? Tzar Bali Chaim. To get the leather, to take that leather off the animal, to kill an animal, to make that Tzar Bali Chaim, to make a Shechayanu. But you make a Shechayanu, you have pleasure, good food, good drink, chludu, mashmaim, shumam takim. It's a good kash, it's not so simple. It's not so simple.
So fur coat, you shouldn't make a Shechayanu.
No. You don't make a Shechayanu. Anything which involves Tzar Bali Chaim, you don't make a Shechayanu. But a leather jacket, it's not also not. A leather jacket, but a suit, you make a Shechayanu, wool and linen, there's no Tzar Bali Chaim. That's not shaving off the wool from the animals, not called Tzar Bali Chaim. You make a bracha. But Yom Tif, this pleasure. What are you gaining out of the sphere? Bizman has nothing. You're not getting anything. There's no benefit. There's no real benefit. You make a bracha. You don't make a bircha Shechayanu. You have to have. That's a very big yisoid in Shechayanu. Show me, where's the benefit?
Kedushin?
Marriage? You make a Shechayanu by marriage.
Why not?
It's not even a mitzvah.
Getting a wife.
It's not even a mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah.
Right.
It's a hechsher mitzvah. That's why it's a whole shaya. Now you have a wedding in a shul.
Yeah, but we have a whole concept by that
Hachana is important.
So a hechsher mitzvah could...
The whole bracha of wedding is a very strange bracha. Asher osel lanu es halusa, es hitel lanu es hanesua, es lanu, ayde chumi de kiddushin.
Exclusiveness.
It's a very strange bracha. You're apologizing. Yeah, Hashem commanded us to get married. Right? So that if you made the brachas, Baruch atah Hashem l'chim l'chum asher k'dushin mitzvah, al mitzvahs peru revu. That's not the bracha. The mitzvah is Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah. So osar lanu es harusa es v'hiter lanu. It's a very strange event, the wedding. Okay, not.
I mean, I don't know if everybody said it. Being called too.
You don't want to hear it because it's Tzar Bali Chaim. Tzar Bali Chaim. That organization. What's that organization called? That is organization that name Petra. Petra, whatever.
PETA.
They did a job on
Rabash Kita.
Yeah.
They did a job on the OU. So they were very pleased with this halacha. Yeah.
So why do we make lotion of the bracha by kedushin?
By kedushin?
In that strange way.
Because it's not a mitzvah. It's not exactly the point. It's not really a mitzvah.
It's fine to get a talis. Shechayanu on a new talis.
A talis is that's a garment.
No,
it's a begging.
At the wedding, it's fine.
Also, they make a shechayanu the talis. Not on the marriage. On the covers, it covers the marriage. People do it on a birthday party, 70th birthday party. So, shal, you make a shechayanu. So the bracha you make is you buy a new suit and you make a shechayanu. That's a very common shal. I told you this. We discussed this when it comes to beer chametz. Going back, why don't you make a bracha on beer chametz? So they tie that into that. They tie this together. Because what gain are you getting? Adrabi, it's a loss. If you are destroying your chametz, you worked hard to purchase that chametz. It's a hefset, exactly. There's no pleasure. What pleasure are you having? Spiritual pleasure, that's not something you really call pleasure. Brismili, listen, brismili, it's something more physical, brismila, it's a gain, I'm not exactly. But bir chametz, it's a hefset, you don't make a bracha. Not everyone agrees. It's a very big problem there as well. I mentioned to you from one of the Gedolim, I don't remember who, that ideally you should take your new Pesach suit and wear it the first time when you do Bedikas Chametz, and you should make a Shechianu on the suit and you should cover the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Tremendous chesh. I've never seen someone do this. But that's it's brought down such a thing. But that's another klal in the rules of Shechianu. You must have better if you don't make a Shechianu. Okay, that's ready. It's a second reason. Let me give you a third reason why we don't make, it's only dibur. A third reason, you only make a bracha when you have something physical. The whole mitzvah of Sriyas Omer is nothing more than expressing an idea of how many days, just like you don't make a bracha when you say halal. When you say halal, you make a shachyanu, oh, I'm making now, I'm doing halal, how often do I do halal? Do I recite halal shalem? You don't make a shachyanu, you make a shachyanu for Chanukah, for lighting the neros, you make a shachyanu for the Yom Tov, but you do never make a shachyanu for reciting halal, even when you have a chiyuv. Let's say you have a personal miracle. You experienced the miracle, and now you want to. You like, let's say this is very controversial. I'll get into a lot of trouble. You make a shachianu on Yom Atzmaut. Let's say those people who follow the poskim that said he's supposed to commemorate the miracle which happened, establishing the state of Israel, and there's a day which it's set aside to commemorate, even though the day is not really an historical day. It's just a day that's
Yom Yerushalayim.
Okay, so let's say Yom Yerushalayim. You want to commemorate the day al pi halacha. Let's say you'll find poskim which say you should make a bracha. Yom Yerushalayim. Do you make a shechianu? Shechianu v'kimanu v'gerin lazman hazeh. Why not? The answer is there's no gain. There's no benefit you're having now. The benefit was. Benefit was what happened then. There's no new benefit, so that's not an issue.
Ongoing benefit.
So that was once. When it happened, it happened. But that's not a new benefit. Every Yom Tov is a new benefit. It's a new day of Simcha, a new day when you're not working. It's a new day when you're having new food and new clothing and new enjoyment. But Yom Yerushalayim, even those who hold it to be a holiday, it's not a day also b'malacha. It's not a Chazal's type of Yom Tov. So why don't you make a bracha shachin when you say the Hallel? You're going to say Hallel Shalem if you're going to follow those opinions, because it's only Dibur, and something which is only Dibur is another Ketanai that does not qualify for a Shehechion. Okay, so that's really three reasons why you don't make Shachar. Now comes another reason which is very interesting, which is depends on your Minhok. Do you say Asher Kedeshar B'mitzvah Svenu Ayom Yom Echad Bo Omer or Lo Omer? So there are different customs. In the article Siddur, Nusach Ashkenaz, they have Bo Omer, and Nusach Svar, they have Lo Omer. I'm assuming that's an accurate tradition. Nusach Ashkenaz is Lo Omer, and Bo Omer, and Nusach Svar is Lo Omer. What's the difference? Are you counting away or are you counting forward? If you are counting forward, there are two dinim in the Svira. We're counting forward to Matan Torah. That's one din in the Svira. We want to reach day 50. If you want to reach day 50, you should really count down. You should go down to 50, 49, 30. Okay, whatever it is, we count the numbers, go up. Or is the din of Svira you're counting away when the Korban Omer was offered? The Korban Omer was offered on the first day of second day of Pesach. We're counting away. If we are counting away, the Iker is Pesach, and we're moving away from that holy day of Pesach, then you say with the Lamed, Lo Omer. On the second day of Pesach, we brought the Omer. No, today is 10 days, 11 days, 13 days, 14 days from that momentous event of when we brought Lo Omer. The Lamed is to count away. If we're using the Omer as a new starting point of looking forward to Pesach, then you would say, Bo Omer. So along come the Poskim, and they say an incredible Chiddush. Being that the Svira, whether you want to say Bo Omer or Lo Omer, is a transition between Pesach and Shavuos, the Shech, you do make a bracha Shechianu on the Omer. It's included in either the Shechianu of Pesach or the Shechianu of Shavuos. So if you're from the Nusach Ashkenaz and you're true to your tradition, many people don't know what they're saying, even though they're Ashkenaz, they say Lo Omer. But if you follow your tradition when it says in the Siddur, you say Bo Omer, very big nafkamina. Some will say to you, You Ashkenazi, you Nusach Ashkenaz person. Then you're saying Sfir, did you say Shechianu? No, I didn't. Why not? It's a mitzvah, chosh of a mitzvah. Why didn't you do it? I said Ba'omer. This whole mitzvah, Hechsher mitzvah. It's taking me to my destination. My destination is Tisbir Chamishim Yom. When we get to Shavuos, then I'll make the Shechianu. Because everything I'm doing now is just a preparation to get to the culmination, the climax of the mitzvah. And the apex, that's what I'm going to make the Shechianu. And if you're from the camp that says La'omer, and someone puts you on the spot and says, sir, did you make a Shechianu? Yes, I did. The first night of Pesach, I made a Shechianu. And the Pesach with Pesach, Mimocharas HaShabbos, on the day after the first day of Pesach, you shall bring the Korban Omer. The Omer is directly linked to Mimocharas HaShabbos. The Shechianu, the Omer is only accounting away from Pesach. It's subordinate, it's tofel to the Yom Tov. I already made a Shechianu. So here we have a Sacha call, 4/5 reasons why we don't make a Shechianu. Either it's only Midrabanan, Chiddush, not everyone agrees with Yishnah. There are places that say that it's not Rabban. You'll always find in a shul a real extremist that will not, whenever the shul says, no, no, it's not late enough for them. You ever meet those type of people? Friday night? One thing, during the weekday, you daven 9 o'clock, they're not going to give you a hard time. 10 o'clock, they're not going to give you a hard time. But Friday night, you daven one of those minyanim where you know you just barely make it, I'm not saying sphere. I'm going to wait. It's not late enough for me. Because they hold that it's a derais. Derais, so you want to wait. Okay, but many we halachah as well, that's Rabbanan. Second reason we gave is because Zeich l'mikdash. Third reason is because it's only Dibor. And the 4/5 is because it's Nichlal, either in the Baruch Shechianu of Rosh Hashanah, of Pesach, or the Baruch Shechianu of Shavuos. Okay, that concludes this idea I want to discuss with you about Sfiras HaEmes.